In a world full of rules and restrictions, Boost Mobile offers a new idea. Introducing unlimited, unhooked for just $50 a month. No overages, no games, just the freedom to rock tunes 24/7. Show the world what they missing when they don't follow you. So if you out there living that unlimited life, unlimited unhooked is the plan for you. Set yourself free with Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of an unlimited world. Boost Mobile, where you at?
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and NU at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Single game tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. The Bears have had all sorts of issues. One of the latest is a report yesterday in Bleacher Report that said half of the locker room, or a significant part of the Bears locker room, Jay Cutler had lost all those guys. And tight end Zach Miller addressed that, said it wasn't true, and says he's actually doing his job.
We understand that we aren't playing well collectively. We certainly didn't do that on Sunday to help him out at all. So I communicate with him probably more than anybody on the football team. And he's going to continue to grind and continue to prepare, and you know, we'll be on to New York.
That report had said that Cutler did not prepare for the game against Tampa Bay. Miller says that isn't true. Also, they're dealing with the loss of Alshon Jeffrey, out four games with a PED suspension, and Kyle Long done for the year with an ankle injury. They've got the Giants Sunday. Also in the NFL, the Rams have made Jared Goff their starter at QB when they play the Dolphins this week. For the White Sox, the focus on potential trade target Chris Sale, in whom today John Heyman reporting the Braves are interested. That joins the Dodgers and Nationals and teams with interest. Cubs and Cardinals were going to open the 2017 regular season in St. Louis April 3rd. It's been moved up to the 2nd now. It's a Sunday night game, so they have the primetime slot. Also, the team announcing the 2017 Cubs convention passes will go on sale Friday, at noon. The Astros have hired Alex Cora, their bench coach, and Major League Baseball announcing the World Baseball Classic will start pool play March 6th next year. Doug McDermott has a concussion, will not play for the Bulls tonight in Portland as they begin their circus trip. Rajon Rondo is questionable with an ankle injury. The Bulls play in Portland tonight again, and also the Blackhawks are on the road. They've got Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in goal. And we have college basketball on the score tonight. It is the Fighting Illini taking on McKendree in the broadcast at 6:30. This update brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Congratulations to our Northside team for bringing home a slice of Chicago history. And here's a chance to win tickets and travel accommodations to the big game in our $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. Three lucky winners will win tickets to professional football's biggest showdown. Visit fourwindscasino.com to learn more. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
In Glendale Heights, we find Tom, and he is on The Score.
So I want to talk about the Bears. I am mad about things, but then I do want to sell some hope. But I know it's hard to have some hope, but I want to sell you some hope.
See, I've been looking at what you're doing, and I think you're in desperate need of change.
And you're just the guy to do it.
I am.
I'm not sure I'm buying.
Let's start off with what I am mad about, and you will agree with me. We don't have a young QB in the pipeline. Hey, should have drafted a guy in the fifth or sixth round. Because with Kyle Orton, when I was a kid, Kyle Orton was average. But at least he was young, and you could sell young, and it was a reason to watch the game. So they misstepped on that. Now, the response to that is...
A, B, C. Always be closing.
Let's get to the selling of hope.
Okay, so here's the hope. And I kind of told you that hope. Ryan Pace, okay, so Dak... I'm getting a little sidetracked here, but just bear with me.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
I'm failing to make the connection here, son.
No, it's got to be your bull.
Dak Prescott is very young and very talented, and we're mad that Ryan Pace didn't draft him. Yes, we are. We are mad about that. The Bears were bad with Mark Trestman, and they were old.
Okay, let's get to the selling me hope here. Okay. Get to your elevator pitch here.
Okay, so the offensive line is completely rebuilt now, or it will eventually be rebuilt.
Go ahead, drool all you want. You can't hurt that finish now. Rainwater, that'll strip it right off. So, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Gil.
But I think Leno can still develop. We went from one of the oldest teams in the league to now one of the youngest teams in the league.
Do you want that confirmation sent to your office or your mansion?
This is not a successful sale.
Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman. The pet is my possible sale. And then I take my naughty pet and I go... Oh, I killed it! I killed my sale!
Boers and Bernstein.
Paul Leskowski.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, that didn't go all that great.
Oh, I love the Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy quote. It's
movie reference. Just announced, by the way, Cubs convention tickets are going to go on sale Friday.
Yep.
And they're probably already sold out. I imagine we're going to be doing some shows for the Cubs convention because...
Well, I would hope so. That's that Friday, why wouldn't we be there and then the station be there all weekend, obviously?
I would certainly think so. It's going to be a raucous and memorable Cubs convention.
Cubs convention, a.k.a. the one night a year that Rosner and I get really drunk together.
Aw.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. You should.
Then we get some bad food at on the way to the train station, then take the train home together.
Maybe by then Theo will be sober.
Oh, hopefully not.
Although judging by last year's Cub convention, probably not.
Yeah, I saved the Miller Lite bottle he gave me.
Yep.
At the convention, I'm gonna do something special with that, and then I'll. You know.
Gary Presley's still out there.
No, he's actually in studio here. We have him now. He's actually under Tannehill's desk.
He's still at Grand Park just playing people off and playing people on. Now, a couple of Cubs thoughts.
Playing people off.
You know, my Sunday generally takes me past Clark and Addison just because that's, you know, I'm either dropping my daughter off at work or taking my kid to or from Sunday school. It was still on Sunday.
Well, that and Wrigley Field, your church.
It's a shrine, man. I'm telling you, it was there they were again. It was jammed. absolutely jammed. All four street corners there jammed with people. And did you see the guy with the goat?
No.
Okay. Look, commerce is a wonderful thing, and the free market is great. American ingenuity, I salute you. But there is a guy who is standing on Addison in between Clark and Sheffield.
Okay.
On the south side of the street by the fence there where the 7-Eleven used to be, with a goat in a wheelbarrow. Don't laugh.
I thought you were going to say wheelchair.
help my disabled goat.
A goat in a wheelchair.
Why?
I don't know. You said wheel. I just immediately pictured a goat in a wheelchair.
I didn't say wheelchair. In a wheelbarrow. Like an old-fashioned big wooden wheelbarrow with a goat in it.
Is it dead?
No, it was very much alive because it was nipping at people's clothing as they were paying to take pictures with it.
Why?
Because it is apparently Millie, the lucky goat, the curse-breaking goat, and a line of people.
See, now if he was smart, he would have said this was the goat that caused the curse.
The actual goat that's amazingly still alive in goat
years. In my wheelchair.
Right. That's why it's in a wheelchair. It's got like an IV. It all like the machinery set up with like a it's got a morphine drip next to it. But people are paying. They're standing there. And I say, I'm looking, and it's real. They're smiling, they're taking pictures, and they're tipping. And there's a guy who showed up with a goat in a wheelbarrow.
You think if a guy went there and like brought an urn and said there were like the ashes of a dead Cubs player were in it, they would take pictures with it, people would pay money.
Popovich. I told you they should have used them more. Look what happened. The poor guy. It's Moose Morin.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe if I call Murph, he'll let me put him in a wheelbarrow and people can take pictures with him. You think he'll do that for me? I'll split the profits with him.
Murph, the lucky Murph.
Hey, Maddie. What's my cut? Hey, it's getting cold out here.
I mean, he was one of the original bleacher bums. That's got to... He's got get me $5 at least.
Trumpet with him.
Yeah. Blow his horn.
Yep. Hey, you want to take a picture with Murph?
Yeah.
For an extra buck, you can blow his horn.
I'm hungry. Give me a liverwurst sandwich.
It's still jammed with people, and there's still something that is going on. And then I look up, and today in my Twitter feed, there is Pope Francis with a Cub hat.
Yeah, I know.
And here's what I'm thinking, though. And I need your help on this about beatifying
I don't know if I'm able to help you with that.
Don't you know there are rules.
Okay.
Like performing miracles or something like that. And I'm wondering if Blaise Supich is going to pitch Theo Epstein for, hey, you know, look what this guy did here. He did this in Boston. He did this in Chicago. Is it enough? Because there are very specific rules to be made into a saint. But I'm just thinking, what if the Pope loves the Cub hat? Like the guy you see all the time who never takes his Cub hat off?
Yeah.
It's just something he wears, all just his hat. It's just that's that guy in that hat. Like the pink hat weirdo at Wrigley. That what if the Pope's like, you know what? This is awesome. And just every time you see him.
Right.
Like he's washing the feet of lepers, no matter where he's Africa.
Just looking at the steps here to become a saint in the eyes of the Vatican.
Okay.
So step one, wait 5 years. So that's after death? So we have to wait till he's dead to do that? You can't have a living saint, right?
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay.
Two is become a servant of God. So Theo would have to become a servant of God.
Well, we don't know how they define that. I can lawyer that one.
Three, show proof of a life of heroic virtue.
Okay.
He did give me a beer at the Cubs convention last year.
Gave a Vaticola a beer. Check.
Four, verified miracles. Is that the Cubs winning? Is that the miracle?
And or the Red Sox?
Oh, both?
Right.
Yeah, you serve both those up. And then the canonization. Yeah, so he becomes a saint. So Saint Theo of Wayward Baseball Executives.
Yeah, I'm confused by some of the texters here.
Wait, since you're bringing the text up, who's the guy you were fighting with about the chocolate milk? What was that?
He's so angry.
Why do people get so angry at you?
This is from the, not surprisingly, it's the 8-1, no, this is the 415. Is that Milwaukee?
Isn't Milwaukee's 414, isn't it?
What's 415? I don't know, but he says, right, all those doctors that are hockey coaches giving great advice about chocolate milk that's totally backed by science. Well, it is actually backed by science.
San Francisco is the 415.
Okay. Well, you can check it out.
Not far enough.
Yeah, it's not. Hockey coaches aren't just making stuff up. You can talk to physiologists and nutritionists and athletic trainers and others who know that chocolate milk is the ideal post-workout drink for a lot of reasons. And if you were to look in an NFL weight room in their fridge there, you know it's full of chocolate milk. And not necessarily crazy expensive supplements that get
everybody
in trouble.
Just regular old chocolate milk.
Just plain.
And not strawberry quick mixed with beer.
And Kurt here says these studies regarding supplements.
Kurt here?
No, Kurt here says these studies regarding supplements are terrifying. They're not regulated. There's no way to know if it's doing anything to the body. Doctors have come around on some of the pseudoscience, like acupuncture for pain management, but supplements, by and large, don't do anything. Fish oil, glucosamine, glutamine are completely ineffective. At their best, supplements are just garbage that you spend a lot of money on that accomplish nothing. At their worst, they're part of a huge pyramid scheme that sells
nothing. Wait, fish
oil
is useless? But for years, fish oil was supposed to be really, really helpful to the human body. Fish oil and like garlic tablets. Right?
Well, I know that omega-3 fatty acids are good for you, but yeah. I don't know if the fish oil tablets. It was sort of like remember they were selling garlic oil.
Here's an idea,
Larry King. Like, by garlic, right. If you want to smell, you want to smell like Larry King. By garlic,
here's an idea. Eat some fish.
Yeah. And this,
how like, about that
salmon skin?
How about eat some fish?
That's good.
How about eat some regular old garlic? You know, get some garlic cloves and not buy the stuff in the jar, you know?
Here they come. The 815 says, yep, hockey coaches in the pockets of big chocolate milk. The 779 says, now you have angered the chocolate milk crowd. And I don't know about this. We're talking about the goat at Wrigley Field. It says, you're full of blank, Bernstein. Yeah, I'm not making it. What, full of blank about what? That I'm making up the fact that there's a guy there with Millie the goat. You can go see for yourself. He's probably still out there right now.
And is that what he was referring to, though?
Well,
I mean, there's lots of things you say where you could be full of crap.
Oh, you think I could be full of crap and something else?
Maybe about making Theo a saint. Maybe he's
very
Catholic and he's offended by you just joking around about the idea of making someone a saint. Maybe he's offended by that.
Well, Cousin Stuart says, why settle for being a saint? Jesus was Jewish. Go for the big score.
You can't. You can't. That's what he
done. Not the Messiah.
Yeah, that's what he done.
Right.
Well, I mean, some people believe it, some don't.
But he's not back yet.
Right.
We're still, you know.
You guys are still waiting. Waiting on him. Yeah, keep on waiting.
Because they don't honor the reservation unless everybody's here.
You might get to a point where you accept Jesus eventually. I guess so.
Yeah, we're getting hungry. And they said, look, is your entire party here? Because, you know.
We've been waiting.
Just get a couple appetizers, maybe. Get some guacamole or something.
You have any chips and dip? That'd be great.
Just please.
We're fine.
Any minute now, he's going to be here. This is the Boers and Bernstein Show. Hub Arkish, our personal savior, is going to talk football with us. We have a lot to discuss at 5 o'clock today. We can grab some phone calls in between now and then. In the interim, 312-644-6767. What?
When did Larry King turn into Gilbert Gottfried?
Well, it's the same as the Sam Rosen impersonation. Okay. It's all the same thing.
Let's mix them up.
Would you like to smell like Larry King? Here's some garlic and Welch's grape juice. He was selling everything. Like, I'm old. I don't.
Just wet in my pants.
My body doesn't work very well, so buy what I. Although we saw during the baseball playoffs. That he is indeed...
Yeah, he was alive and eating rice pudding, I believe, or tapioca.
Eating something, and, yep. And when I saw in my Twitter feed, somebody noted that he now looks indistinguishable from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh. It was enough that I had to close my laptop for a moment and compose myself, but
I saw the story that you would probably really like here real quick. You know, Carrie Fisher, you like her. You'd like to hang with her.
She's fun.
She's finally going public with a secret she's guarded for nearly 40 years. When she was 19 and Harrison Ford, a then 33-year-old married father of two, they had a whirlwind three-month affair while filming the original Star Wars in 1976. She said it was Han and Leia during the week and Carrie and Harrison during the weekend.
Good for her.
Good for him.
Well, he was, he was married and had two kids 19. At the time. But
19. Jeez.
Yeah, and I guess it may...
He's trekked some miles there, old Harrison Ford.
Yeah, when he's not flying vintage planes and landing
crashing on golf courses.
The ninth fairway. Get off my plane. Wait,
how dare you, sir?
Wait, so when he landed, I think he it was that was the backyard of Clint Eastwood's house on that golf course. And he, get off my lawn.
He came out there with
you
a
get
shot.
Off my plane. No, you get off my lawn.
They're great together.
Get off my plane.
Are they going to do a version of Air Force One except it's Trump? Like, and he's got to take it under, do if everything that the president has at his disposal.
No,
to
because no, because what he would do if terrorists posed as a camera crew and they hijacked Air Force One, he would just walk out of his office and he would just say, "Stop it, stop it."
He would just point, and they would
stop.
They would quiver
right
at the at even the thought.
I will look at the camera and tell them to stop it. You stop it, bad protesters,
terrorists. You're fired.
That's right.
And then he pushes the ejector button and they go shooting out the
back. No, he would just open the back of the plane and make them, they would jump off on their own.
He's a Batacola. I'm Bernstein. Boars and Bernstein on the score.
Get ready for game day on Ghost Bed Bears Fridays on the score. It's Bears Talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss a minute of Ghost Bed Bears Fridays. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the $10 any carryout deal from Pizza Hut, only at Pizza Hut. The Giants won Monday night's game because the Giants rookie head coach went to work on Marvin Lewis and the Bengals, and they won because he threw conventional wisdom away when he kept his offense on the field on that fourth and goal from the 3-yard line, down six. The team rewards him when Eli Manning finds rookie Sterling Shepard for what turned out to be the winning touchdown. And now they've won four in a row. They're at 6-3. And they did it on the same night where McAdoo's predecessor Tom Coughlin was inducted into the team's Ring of Honor. No pressure there, Ben. They're 6-3, and considering they've got Chicago and Cleveland next, that could very well be 8-3. A miracle considering they've allowed more points than they've scored. I'm not saying that's all McAdoo, but I am saying that it does start with him. I'm Jim Rome. CBS
Sports Radio. Don't wait until Black Friday. The time is now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights to get huge Black Tag deals. Our 2016 Chevys must go, and we've deeply discounted our entire inventory. Like 20% of MSRP cash back on select Chevys, like the Silverado, Malibu, Trax, and more. Plus, 0% financing for 72 months is available. Don't miss limited time Black Friday offers. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy. Plus tax, title, license, not fee, cash back on select Chevy vehicles not available with all offers. Financing to qualified buyers. Find new roads.
Black Friday comes early to Art Van Furniture. Shop Wednesday till 10 p.m. Save up to 70% off store-wide. Plus, save an extra 25% off the sale price. Or get no interest for 50 months. Huge Black Friday discounts on stylish accent chairs. Black Friday priced at just $77. Six-piece bedroom sets. Black Friday priced at $699. Our best-selling sofa. Black Friday priced at $399. Top name brand mattresses discounted to 50% off. Plus, take up to an extra 25% off the sale price with up to 72 months free financing. Free box spring on Sealy Posturepedic mattresses. Free adjustable power base upgrades on select mattresses. All living rooms, dining rooms, and bedrooms up to 70% off. And take an extra 25% off the sale price. Delivery by Thanksgiving, guaranteed. Black Friday on Wednesday, 10 to 10. Only at Art Van Furniture. See store for detail.
Well, the holidays are almost here, but for some, they're here. Like for me, I'm already listening to Christmas music, which it's the best time of the year. And with the holidays upon us, it means that more time you're going to spend with family and friends. You go to people's houses, but more importantly, you entertain, you host, you have people over, and you want to have the very best in home entertainment. And that's what you get with the X1 platform from Xfinity. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. Xfinity, just like me, loves the holidays. That's why on the X1 On Demand, you have over 500 holiday movies right there at your fingertips, so you can sit down with your friends and family and watch your favorite holiday movies. Maybe you have a family tradition where you watch the same couple movies every holiday together as a family. Well, I'm sure it'll be there for you on the Xfinity X1 system, but you have to have the system first, and the X1 system is the best. With the on-demand I mentioned, there are thousands of TV shows and movies at your fingertips, as well as the X1 voice remote where you can find anything super fast, anything you're looking for, and it pops up right there on your screen. The X1 DVR is the best in the business. You can watch one show, record up to five others at the same time, and watch them on any DVR in your house. And the Xfinity TV app is the absolute best. I use it all the time on my smartphone when I'm going back and forth on the train to watch anything from my DVR. I can access my DVR to On Demand to any of the great stuff that they make available for you on your Xfinity TV app. But you have to have the Xfinity system first. And then you pair that with the internet, which is the fastest and most reliable in the country, and it really is a great system for your family at your house. And now until November 29th, new customers can get ready for the holidays with a limited-time offer on the X1 Starter Triple Play from Xfinity. It's only $89.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. You ask how to upgrade and get $400 back. Just go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. And while you're there, you can ask about other services and products they can offer you and your family. And they really are helpful, wonderful people at the Xfinity stores. They will take care of you. But take advantage of that starter, that X1 Starter Triple Play, $89.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.
Good, it means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $2,619 due at lease signing. That's right, just $119 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see what makes Hyundai better. For more details, call 877-248-1580.
In a world full of rules and restrictions, Boost Mobile offers a new idea. Introducing unlimited, unhooked for just $50 a month. No overages, no games, just the freedom to rock tunes 24/7. Show the world what they're missing when they don't follow you. So if you out there living that unlimited life, unlimited unhooked is the plan for you. Set yourself free with Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of an unlimited world. Boost Mobile. Where you at?
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit?
Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago's sports station.
Weren't you here?
I don't know. I was too busy. Oh, were you talking about the goat in the wheelchair?
It's not a wheelbarrow. And the fact that I like the idea that the Pope just falls in love with his cup hat. Like every day he gets up and he looks at, you know, the white beanie or the mitre and he's like, nah.
Is that what it's called, the white beanie?
I'm sure it has a very specific name.
Sure, there's got to be a name.
It's not a yarmulke because he's the Pope.
Wait, yeah, that's for it's for Jewish people,
right? So he would have gotten something horribly wrong,
right?
But I don't think he did. I think he knows what he's supposed to put on his
head. Yarmulke.
He's just like, you know, I really like this Cub hat. And somebody was saying, is the old Terry rule over? Because Terry always said that as soon as somebody puts the Cubs hat on, they look dumber. The answer is yeah, that's over. Yes. It was always, you know, when people were excited about Dusty Baker, excited about Lou Piniella, and they come out in the blue hat. It's like, oh, boy. Yeah, that doesn't look as good now.
Yeah, so tonight we find out Manager of the Year, and then tomorrow is Cy Young, and then Thursday we get MVP. So it could be more great Cubs news throughout this week to really feed that hunger, that desire you have for Cubs baseball right now.
It's not just Cubs baseball. It's baseball. I never really put it's I can't quite articulate it. It's sometimes you have a way and your sports system, your annual sports rhythm has a way of doing it by itself. It's just ready for something else. And I at no point was ready to move along from baseball, and I'm more interested than ever in what's going on with some of these potential trades. And I'm not surprised that all we're getting regarding the White Sox is just complete tease. It's just, well, hey, they're talking to this team, or this team is talking to them. I will believe that they're able, that whole organization is able to line up to pull the trigger on one or more of these deals.
Well, when does free agent signing happen? When you can do that? Is that tomorrow?
The actual
is it tomorrow?
Date to begin
signings? I don't even know when it is to be exact. I know teams, you get the first rights to negotiate with players,
right?
With your own players. And then is it tomorrow? I don't even know if it is or not.
A note from Rudy who says, what's buried in the Pope Francis is a Cubs fan story is the fact that the Pope and I are collaborating on a commemorative Cubs book that we're going to publish, making us the last two people on the planet to do so. Our hook, this is like every other Cubs book, but if you don't buy it, you will burn in hell. It's rough, but catchy.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and NU at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Single game tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Could it be that Jay Cutler has lost a significant portion of the Bears locker room? A Mike Freeman report from Bleacher Report yesterday says that it is true. Tight end Zach Miller says...
No, that's a complete BS report, in my opinion. And I think anybody that you would put up here would probably say the same exact thing.
And this is all happening as the Bears get ready for the Giants Sunday. And Alshon Jeffrey is out for four games because of the PED violation. Kyle Long done for the year with an ankle injury. While the Baseball Writers Association will make their Manager of the Year announcements tonight, the Internet Baseball Writers have declared Joe Maddon and Terry Francona Managers of the Year. Meanwhile, the Cubs announced 2017 Cubs Convention passes will go on sale Friday. Bulls play in Portland tonight. No Doug McDermott. He's got a concussion. Also, Rajon Rondo has an ankle injury and is questionable. Also, the Blackhawks will play in Winnipeg tonight. Corey Crawford in goal. Northwestern University tells the Chicago Tribune there's no legal merit to the class action lawsuit filed against its basketball program by former player Johnny Vassar, who says he was mistreated in an attempt to get him to transfer. Vassar left the university last year. And we've got college basketball on the score tonight. The Illini will take on McKendree, and the broadcast is at 6:30. You can experience the thrill of the big game in person with two tickets and travel accommodations in our $65,000 big game package giveaway. For details, visit any Four Winds Casino location or fourwindscasino.com. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Subway. Get the Reuben from Subway, stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, Bavarian-style sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and creamy Thousand Island dressing, all on new freshly baked rye bread. Only at Subway for a limited time.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Well, we got our answer from some texters. The Pope beanie is a zucchetto.
A zucchetto?
Zucchetto. Okay. Z-U-C-C-H-E-T-T-O.
That sounds a lot better than beanie.
No, beanie sounds... Well, that's Joe Madden's 83-year-old mother's name is Beanie. Maybe her actual name 83. Is Zucchetto. I don't think
her name is Zucchetto.
Maybe Zucchetta. I don't know. It would be the feminine rather than the Italian. But it's Zucchetto. So we got our answer. I think he looks at it and he just goes, nah, Cubs hat again today. Like, backwards hat.
You think he does that?
Rally caps. You know,
he's on the treadmill. Got his backwards hat on.
He has the backwards hat of the treadmill, and then he's got his shaker bottle.
What's he doing?
His blender bottle.
Does it on the treadmill. That's pretty impressive.
He's got his supplements. Okay. He's got his papal nutritional supplements and his blender bottle.
His cargo shorts.
Those weren't really in a... what happened was cargo shorts moved from 2003 Cub Ass Clown to 47-year-old
Oh, no, I saw plenty of them.
It's not the same, though.
In Wrigley. Oh, it's taken on a different meaning.
Yeah, now it's sort of the preferred fashion, I use that term loosely, choice of people my age who are too old to care.
Yeah, very loosely.
When you're old and not married, fashionable and you're at all. Carrying a bunch of stuff around, and
but that's the whole point, though. You don't carry a whole tons of stuff around. That's the whole idea of it. Like, a regular pair of shorts would work just fine for you. No, I'm just telling you that you can't fall back on the whole excuse of carrying lots of things, because you don't.
But what if I just want option?
But you don't, though. You never will.
I do when I'm fishing.
Well, that's different. That serves a purpose then.
Right.
You can wear cargo shorts when you fish. You just can't wear them to work anymore.
Well, I'm not wearing to work now. We're past cargo short season. Although maybe, Thursday we're out and about, so I'm probably not going to do that. Because we are...
Yeah, it's going to be 70 on Thursday when we're at Crosstown Pub, 909, was it 909 East Ogden? I can't remember the exact...
Naperville. So here's
Then Friday we're in Addison.
At the Pyramid.
Yes, for Pizzeria.
Here's my question to you.
No.
We have always made fun of the number of self-published Cubs books that are sent here to the station. For years.
Yeah.
This goes back 20 years. The romance of being a Cub fan who's always pined for a title and never gotten one, writing about the disappointment and the psychology, and this is what I've gone through, or here are some tips for how to deal with being a Cub fan. So do you think that, right, should be starting now, when you start talking about people getting their stocking stuffers ready, are we in line for a whole new wave, not of the professionally done, glossy magazine types that, you know, we even made one here, just trying to jump on and surf the wave of Cubs excitement and say, you know, relive this, relive that, of another round of this is what it's like to have my Cubs dream come true sort of memoirish self-published Cubs books?
I don't know if we are or not, to be honest, because because there's such a different tone right now within the Cubs world.
Yep.
It's very different, and that was an opportunity to take advantage of not winning, and winning has changed everything. Winning's changed everything.
That's why I asked.
Right. So I don't believe we will.
It sort of vaporized all of that?
Kind of did.
All of that stuff, that's part of the loser romance, right?
That's one of the aspects of taking advantage of the 108 years, and that's gone. Now, hopefully my book still does well, because that's about, you know, the time I spent with Mike Quadi.
Oh, that becomes so much more important if you can trace the seeds of a champion to the Mike Quadi era.
Yeah. That's what it is, so.
Yeah. That's when it started.
Because that's the year before Theo got here.
Right. But maybe he's just an unsung hero in all of this.
Mike Quadi?
Only pawn in Game of Life.
It is, because he set the tone for winning.
Mm-hmm. By doing what?
Managing, like he did.
Where's Matt at?
Right, looking for me in the mudroom.
Have you had any correspondence with him since?
Not in a long time.
You should just say, hey, how's it going? I would just, I'd love to know. He's probably fishing at the moment.
He's probably down in Florida fishing still. And I wonder if I were to take that angle with him, that he was the reason he started, you know, really the whole trend of eventually winning the championship, if he'll buy into that.
Where's Matt at?
That's my guy.
He's right here. Hub is going to talk football with us at 5 o'clock. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show, 312-644-6767. And we still have this fabulous meet and greet for you, the VIP package of the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular. It's you hanging out with Dick Butkus and Pete Rose. That's a day, and it could be yours between now and 6 on The Score. Do you come from a
land down under? Listen in every weekday for your chance to qualify to win a trip to Australia. 20 lucky callers will win a qualification for a trip for two. One grand prize winner will be selected on November 30th. Presented by Knaus. Buckle up. It's time to get away in a certified pre-owned BMW. The Knaus sales event is here. KnausBMW.com.
Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of your number one home mortgage lender, Townstone Financial. I continue to get calls and emails from homeowners whose interest rates are above 4%. Please do yourself a favor. Take 1 minute. Dial 312-896-2111 or go to townstone.com and let us give you some no closing cost refinance options today. No closing costs means no hidden costs. I guarantee it, and I own the company. Remember, you don't have to restart your mortgage at 30 years or 15. We can customize the payback period. Also, if your home is worth less than what you owe, we still have the government HARP program, which will allow you to refinance and save money. And anyone who has an FHA mortgage or one with private mortgage insurance definitely needs to call me now so we can lower your monthly mortgage payments due to the recent increase in home values. The call is free and so is my time, so dial 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111 or go to townstone.com. That's townstone.com. Townstone Financial is an Illinois mortgage licensee, 6629 and MLS 136639, equal housing lender.
In a world full of rules and restrictions, Boost Mobile offers a new idea. Introducing Unlimited, unhooked for just $50 a month. No overages, no games. Just the freedom to rock tunes 24/7. Show the world what they missing when they don't follow you. So if you out there living that unlimited life, Unlimited Unhooked is the plan for you. Set yourself free with Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of an unlimited world. Boost Mobile, where you at?
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and cbssportsradio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A little bit of closure out of Dallas. It's taken enough time, but a very gracious Tony Romo read a statement to the assembled media saying that Dak Prescott knows that he's got his back. And he said, Dak Prescott has earned the right to be our quarterback, as hard as that is for me to say. He seemed, from what I could tell, just following from bits and pieces here on Twitter, very honest and open and professional, and I don't know what more he could do. I don't think there was any way he was going to screw up this season by putting himself in front of the team, and good for him. It's what we expect a pro to do when it appears that it's somebody else's opportunity.
Right, it'd be kind of hard at this point at 8-1,
right,
where the Cowboys are at under Dak Prescott, and you know it's they're a really good football team right now, and Dak Prescott probably the biggest surprise of this NFL season. They move up to get Ezekiel Elliott, and he's proven to be the running back that everyone thought he would be in the NFL. And you look at Jerry Jones, a lot of criticism that guy takes. And placed himself within the middle of football operations as the general manager, and he's put together a really, really good football team for the season.
And it looks like he's found some diplomacy, he's found a way to handle this situation when it's resulted in Tony Romo saying, I'm not going to allow this situation to negatively affect Dak or this football team by becoming a constant distraction. I was that kid once, stepping in, having to prove yourself. It really is an incredible time in your life. And he didn't take questions, but that's he was described as emotional as he was reading his statement. But that's pretty good. He said, seasons are fleeting. Games become more precious. Chances for success diminish. Your potential successor has arrived. Injured 2 years in a row and now in the mid-30s, the press is whispering. Everyone has doubts. You spent your career working to get here. Now we have to start all over. You almost feel like an outsider. Coaches are sympathetic, but they still have to coach, and you're not there. It's a dark place, probably the darkest it's ever been. You're sad and down and out. You ask yourself, why did this have to happen? It's in this moment that you find out who you really are and what you're really about. He says he was forced to come face to face with what's happening to him.
Right. That's the approach you want all veteran players to be able to take. And he also knows, too, it's still the NFL. It's still football. And he's one play away from being the quarterback again. So what's the point of being disruptive or breaking any kind of, you know, groove or stride that this team is in right now?
I mean, that is for him to put his heart and soul into that speech and describe how and why he is willingly accepting this demotion because it's in the best interest of the team.
Right, and that also goes hand in hand with the close personal relationship he has with Jerry Jones. You know, the number of hours I'm sure they've spent talking throughout this season, and you know, looking ahead to the point where they would get to the ability for Tony Romo to come back and start taking snap, field to play. They were prepared for this. They knew. They talked about it.
What it tells me, and you can take this to the bank, as long as Jerry Jones or his family owns that team, Tony Romo is going to be a part of that organization.
Oh, for sure.
Whether
I mean
coordinator or...
If he wants to in a capacity, he certainly will.
Yep. That is the kind of thing, the kind of move, and kind of... I don't want to diminish it by saying that it's a quid pro quo, but that is the kind of show of loyalty to a larger organization, of something bigger than yourself, that employers never forget.
Right.
And if Tony Romo wrote this with his own hand, man, more power to him, because that's pretty special stuff from him. There are ways to do this, or there are ways to be, you know, sort of terse about it, or just say, yeah, it is what it is, and we'll go from here. But he didn't. He felt that it was an opportunity to be honest about how he felt, and he's not pretending to feel good about it, but he's also understands that it is the right thing. Look. He knows that behind that offensive line, what his life would be like.
Right.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah, he knows.
He's not an idiot. He knows that there are a lot of people who would be succeeding, and he wouldn't have to necessarily say, you know, I'm here for him. I'm here for him. I'm here to help him. But that's really good stuff. It's great to see.
All right, we have a few minutes before we will break and then talk to Hub at the top of the hour, and he is ours tonight, and he is yours tomorrow at 5 o'clock when he takes all of your NFL questions, does Hub Arkish. Still trying to get used to our regular football schedule after it was disrupted by the Cubs for so long going into November in Game 7 of the World Series. But I wanted to ask you some NBA stuff because you're Mr. NBA.
Yeah, right.
You are all things NBA.
Uh-huh.
Looking at leaders, at stat leaders right now in the NBA, individual stat leaders.
Yeah.
Do you know right now who is leading the NBA in points per game?
DeMar DeRozan.
Correct, at 34.
Yeah, he's doing special things.
Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis, James Harden are your top five.
The fact that Anthony Davis is not hurt yet is a story. I'm not kidding. Yeah, DeMar DeRozan has been, he's putting up Jordan-esque numbers to start the year.
All right, rebounds per game.
Andre Drummond?
Nope, he's two.
I hadn't gone to check some of this stuff yet.
Doesn't matter.
Rebounds per game, is it DeAndre Jordan?
It is not DeAndre Jordan. He is fifth. First is Hassan Whiteside.
Okay, he played like a bum, though.
Yeah, that's why you would never guessed him. Right. Gortat is three, and Dwight Howard is four. Who is leading an assist per game?
Assist
per... I would have never guessed this.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, when you say it like that...
Because it's almost a three-assist margin between one and two.
So it's got to be a team that scores a lot of points. It's got to be a guy who has the ball in his hands a lot and finds a shooter. Because I see John Wall's been hurt. High-scoring
John
team.
Wall is fifth.
Yeah, but he... Is it Lillard?
It is not. It is James Harden at 12.6 assists per game.
Huh. Well, I knew he started off fast, and I guess this counts as starting off fast.
Russell Westbrook at 9.9, LeBron James 3, Chris Paul, John Wall.
Ah, Chris Paul, I should have thought.
Right, you should have thought. And who steals per game?
Paul.
It is. Good job.
Thank you.
2.9 per game.
Thank you.
Well done.
The 312 says Anthony Davis may have hurt his back the other day. He's probably already injured. Now, I'm hopeful for Anthony Davis because that was the guy, if you remember, we read the GM survey every year.
Yeah.
And it was sort of the next. He's going to be. What's happened is because of the injury problems, Karl Anthony Towns has supplanted him in that role of, well, this guy's going to an MVP, or this guy is going to be in a championship discussion sometime soon. The fashionable choice has been Karl Anthony Towns. And did I see that Andrew Wiggins is shooting like 46% or something from 3-point range? Some crazy number to start the year. A guy who was like a 32% shooter. I will tell if Andrew Wiggins has become that much better a 3-point shooter, look the hell out. Look out. And I know that number is going to come down. But I saw something about him starting.
He's leading the NBA at 55%.
55%?
Yes.
Andrew Wiggins?
Yes.
A guy coming out of college, I said, well, he may never be a three-point shooter. If he all of a sudden got good at that, the league is in trouble.
Is first season 310, second season 300, 30%.
Yep.
And this year at 55.
So probably sample size issue, outlier. But again, that is something guys can improve.
I loved Greg Oden saying that he's going to be the NBA's biggest bust. And I will never forget who would have taken him number one overall. General manager?
T. Diddley loved him.
T. Diddley loved him.
Yep.
Over?
Okay. Hey.
Who the Oden pick was over?
Durant?
Kevin Durant. Yes.
Oi.
Yes. It was Oden and Durant.
That's his guy, too.
Yes.
That's right. It was Seattle that took Durant.
Oh, I love Greg Oden, buddy. Love Greg Oden. He calls himself the biggest bust ever.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
A little bit. You know, it's partly sad, but I somewhat respect it too that he's able, and he's probably not correct. I don't think he's the biggest bust ever.
No, the Loyola guy.
Who?
The number one pick for Loyola. I
guy whose heart exploded?
LaRue Martin.
Oh.
No, not Loyola Marymount.
Oh, sorry.
Loyola here. LaRue Martin, right? Was he number one overall?
So it is sad that he you know, self-proclaimed the biggest bust ever, but there's also a part of me that respects him for saying it, too.
In 1972, the Trailblazers selected LaRue Martin with the number one overall pick. I mean, that's it's up there.
He shouldn't feel bad because Terry would have drafted him number one overall.
Hub so. Arkish will talk football with us. We have a lot.
Talk football
a
with
lot
you.
We have to get to next on the score.
After the brutal loss in Tampa, can Jay Cutler and the Bears turn things around against the Giants? It's Bears-Giants in New York, and we're talking about it right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Oops, that's your gas gauge. Oh, there goes your check tire pressure thingy. And that's the change oil, whatchamacallit. Nice to know what's going on, right? That's what the ComEd Smart Meter is all about. You can see how much electricity you're using and get alerts when you're using more than normal, saving you money. Ding, ding, ding. Convenient, huh? Sign up for high usage alerts at ComEd.com/alerts. Welcome to smarter power made simple. ComEd, powering lives. Alerts made possible by the ComEd Smart Meter.
In a world full of rules and restrictions, Boost Mobile offers a new idea. Introducing unlimited, unhooked for just $50 a month. No overages, no games. Just the freedom to rock tunes 24/7. Show the world what they missing when they don't follow you. So if you out there living that unlimited life, unlimited unhooked is the plan for you. Set yourself free with Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of an unlimited world. Boost Mobile, where you at?
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called